Shade netting reduces sunburn damage and soil moisture depletion in Granny Smith apples. Washington is the number one apple producing state in US. It produces about 60% of all US apple production for a value of over $2 billion. However, east of the Cascade mountain range, where most of the commercial apples are grown in Washington, the environmental conditions are quite harsh and stressful for the tree. In fact, in this area, the summer has long hot days, minimal precipitation, and very high light intensity. This can result in significant tree stress and a high incidence of fruit physiological disorders such as sunburn damage occur. It was estimated that sunburn damage costs Washington growers over $100 million per year. So, currently, growers primarily use overhead cooling as a tool to reduce fruit surface temperature during the hot parts of the day and limit the occurrence of sunburn damage. But this practice could be eliminated from use in the future because of food safety concerns and because of future regulations from the US Food Safety and Modernization Act. So finding other solutions that can limit the occurrence of sunburn damage and reduce tree stress in the orchard is paramount for Washington apple industry. The objective of this study was to assess the effect of shade anti-hail nets on orchard microclimate, soil moisture depletion, and fruit sunburn incidence in Granny Smith apples. So the study was conducted at WSU Sunrise Orchard, which is located in Rock Island, Washington, on a 7-year-old Granny Smith apple trees. So the trees were covered in 2014 with a 22% white shade net by installing 4 pods. Each pod covered a rectangular area of 200 meters square. So essentially it covered 7 tree rows by 12 trees per row. The net was deployed right after bloom, and uncovered trees of equal plot size served as control. And of course, all trees in the trial received the same irrigation and the same horticultural management practices, irrespective of treatment. So in the study, we measured the environmental parameters of air temperature and photosynthetically active radiation. We recorded soil moisture and sunburn damage. So canopy air temperature was recorded continuously at 10-minute intervals from 1 to 31st August in 2014 using Hubble Pro V2 data loggers. Photosynthetically active radiation was recorded hourly from 6 a.m. to 4 p.m. on August 21st and 27th using PAR quantum sensors. And soil moisture was recorded at 10, 20, 30, 40, and 60 centimeter depth. And this was measured periodically throughout July and August by means of the PR2 soil moisture profile probe. Prior to harvest, sunburn damage was assessed visually on 200 sun-exposed fruits per replicate, following the sunburn damage scale developed by Schroeder and later modified by Anrahan and Mendoza. So what we observed? We observed that shade net reduced maximum daily PAR by 32%. Maximum value on a sunny day was 1649 millimol per meter square second in the non-cover control and 1222 millimol per square meter second under the net. Shade net also reduced maximum air temperature. In fact, canopy daily maximum air temperature was significantly lower under the net, and it was 30.96 degrees under the net, while it reached 31.92 degrees Celsius in the control. Interesting results were observed also for what concerns soil moisture. In fact, shade net significantly reduced soil moisture depletion at 0 to 30 centimeter depth, resulting in 20% higher soil water content compared to the non-cover control. No significant differences were observed deeper in the soil profile. Netting also significantly reduced fruit sunburn. In the control, 49% of sampled fruit had some sunburn damage, while fruit with sunburn damage represented only 8% of sampled fruit under the net. So in conclusion, we can say that this study showed that shading by as little as 22% alters orchard microclimate and reduces stressful conditions due to the excessive light and heat load. Shade nets reduce sunburn damage and soil moisture depletion for Granny Smith apples in the semi-arid environment of central Washington. So overall, overhead netting represents an important tool for increasing yields of high-quality fruit.